3 days is a very, very long time for an avocado to last. It just doesn't happen.
In the life of an avocado, they go from like rock hard, I am not ripe, to I'm falling apart, mushy and gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, oh, I just have to wash my hands real quick. And then it's like, I'm spoiled.
I missed it. Yep.
So an evolution.
Right. So now we have a new thing here. And if you've ever tried to freeze avocados, you know that that is also quite difficult because they get weird. Okay?
Seems like
they
a good idea, but it just...
Yeah. Well, Welch's has perfected this. You can get frozen avocados now. And they are peeled and ready for you. I want to find some.
It makes avocado toast so much simpler.
Right. They come in 10-ounce and 32-ounce bags and are cut in hand chunks is what they're called.
Sure.
So it's not like a half or they're not diced. So you can adapt them to all of your favorite stuff. And you can mash them. You can slice them. You can do whatever. Apparently, they're just fine. I need to try this because I feel like it's too good to be true.
Honestly, to me, this is in the evolution of avocado foods. This is sort of what steamers are to frozen vegetables. Where it's like,
wait,
I can cook it right in the bag. I think
Gordy's
has it for like 38 cents this week or did. And yeah, so...
Awesome.
This seems to be on par with that.
Part of me is like, at first I was like, I wonder how much they are. Are they going to be expensive?
But
you
at
know
some
what?
Point you pay for convenience. And
and not only that, how many avocados have I bought? And then
they
go
them.
Bad
yeah.
and they're ruined. And now I spent, I spent how much money on this avocado that we can't eat.
Real quick, what's your favorite avocado?
Guacamole.
Okay, guacamole.
I am a guacamole girl.
Is fantastic.
But
I love putting them in tacos, too, like in chunks and sandwiches.
You know what? I'll mash it up and mix it with just a little bit of mayo and a whole bunch of garlic.
Yeah.
And use that as a spread on my sandwiches.
Nice.
Oh, it's so good.
Superfoods.
Superfoods. I think I have a new hero, and his name is Adam Gorlitsky. Adam, I salute you. Adam was paralyzed from the waist down about a decade ago. He was 19 years old when he hurt his spine in a car accident, lost the ability to walk at all. Could not walk. 3 years ago, they introduced him to this magic. What an amazing time we live in. Rewalk robotic exoskeleton. Okay.
Wow.
He says it's like taking, putting on the lower half of a Terminator suit. It's battery powered and it helps him to walk. So not only did this guy walk, he just completed a half marathon. He's paralyzed.
Wow.
What an amazing age we live in.
Yeah, no question.
Incredible.
Oh, my goodness. He got a head start on the route Saturday night. He finished it Sunday. He became the first paralyzed man in the United States to complete a half marathon. He is now on a mission to take a million steps in races across the country. He has completed about 200,000 steps.
Wow. On his way.
Holy Hannah.
Inspirational. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if you guys realize, when you have a spinal injury like that, so the robot's doing that, but you have all kinds of other medical issues and, regulatory things that happen. I cannot believe he did this. That is incredible.
Wow.
I salute you for your hard work and determination.
Gorlitsky.
Adam, he lives in Oregon. So
wow. Incredible.
It's amazing.
Well, I've got something from over the weekend. I saw this in my house, and I thought this is definitely for the morning show.
Okay.
And so in Liberia with the kids, we opened up a library at Great King. And for some of my kids, even a ninth grade Bible, for some of them, they said it was the first time they'd ever been to a library. But not only were the books a hit, or sometimes I got to be honest, my kids go to the library. We're real close now, and they want to play the video games or whatever. But I came across some puzzles, some wooden puzzles. And
nice.
Not just coming across wooden puzzles.
Okay.
But, and again, the kids in the library, they love to put the puzzles together there in Liberia. And I think that's what these are probably for. Okay.
Okay.
So I can't give these to you,
but we
you
get
can
to
play with them.
We get
I
to pre-play.
I can see some puzzle area over here on the console. The first one, we talked about Toy Story 4 last week.
First
one is Toy Story Puzzles.
Nice.
So now in Liberia, they wouldn't probably know about
Toy Story,
but I thought you would appreciate this.
Absolutely, we appreciate that.
And as if that's not enough, as if that's not a sign from the Lord that this is, you should share this with Caleb and Hillary.
Okay.
The next one is Star Wars Puzzles.
Oh.
Caleb, we have Star Wars Puzzles.
And you guys are known for your enjoyment of Star Wars.
Yes.
So this was like, I got to bring this in.
We're
so
doing puzzles.
We can
Pictures
play this during
coming
the music.
Soon.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.